And welcome everyone to another
showing off edition of the Hour Bomb.
Showing off edition of the Hour Bomb.
That's right.
Is that anything else that Dolph Ziggler did tonight?
Pretty much. He carried that main event. Anyway, yes, welcome once again to another showing off edition of the Hour Bomb. I am your host. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
The suckiest bunch of suck that ever sucked.
No, me, not he.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I'm your host, the inaugural graduate of the Dave Moser School of Reporting. That's right, I may or may not have finished Magna Cum Laude. You like what I did there? Hey,
yes.
Cum Laude.
Yeah.
Olay
yeah.
Loud?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Thank you. Generally, as always, by my partners in crime.
The Big Bad Booty Daddy!
That's right, the Big Adrian Masters here.
Put your clothes back on, Adrian. They'll stop booing you.
Oh, I like to feel the breeze.
Oh, God. And the jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath Jason Heath. That's quite all right.
You're an embarrassment to life.
you kind of said that a little loud there.
That was the crowd.
Yeah, that was the crowd. You do realize that I hit the button.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, just checking. Anyway, how the hell you guys been?
Oh, you know, okay.
That's good. Heath?
Doing pretty good. Really enjoyed tonight's pay-per-view.
Kind of did. I was actually impressed.
Come mouth, what the fuck is this? I think I'm in the wrong place. You should actually think that should help you think you're in the right place, probably.
Yeah, that's probably your key, Heath, that you're in the right place. Anyway. So, Adrian, glad to have you back in the studio.
No, you know, it's okay to be here.
After Heath just went and got you a beverage.
Yeah.
You're an ass.
Well, so? I mean, you know this to be true at this point. It's not that...
Well, you're correct, but I'm just stating the obvious here that you're an ass, but, you know. Anyway. Whatever.
I could be playing World of Warcraft right now.
Oh, kind of like you were last week?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, good job, asshole. Anyway.
Hey, the things I do to be on the show.
You don't have to do anything to be on the show.
That's kind of my point.
You're not even here
I've been trying
anymore.
To get fired, and I can't get fired.
That's not going
to
work, man. I hate to tell you. Just not going to work. Was there a pay-per-view that I thought? Apparently there was, and we stumbled across that pay-per-view.
Yeah, I thought this felt like a Raw.
Well, at least to start off the show with
it. Yeah.
But anyway, B-Mag wants to know if we can talk some TNA tonight.
No.
Please?
No.
Really?
What do you want to talk about? How they moved to a Backwoods network to be a Backwoods promotion? Dear God, I mean, more people have syndicated ROH and have Destination America. Let that sink in for a minute.
I don't know if I have Destination America.
I don't either.
That's bad. That's real bad. That doesn't even come, like, with the basic packages.
I don't even know what Destination America is.
Apparently, it's a network. It's a Backwoods network.
It's apparently, from the way someone explained to me, they have a lot of barbecue shows.
Well, that sounds like a delicious network. Wrestling's going to fit right in there.
Yeah.
How the fuck does that even work?
I don't know.
Anyway.
So, we got to talk about something here real quick before we get started.
Well, what do we got to talk about, Adrian?
Well, I want to talk about a wedding.
You and a sheep?
No. I mean,
Heath and a sheep.
Not that one. That happened later that same night.
Oh, okay.
He drank a little too much of his special liquor.
He did. I was there.
But
yes, a friend of ours, good friend of ours, mutual friend of all three of ours, got married on Friday after 12 long years.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I'm fairly sure they were common law married like 4 or 5 years ago, but I mean that's...
Something like that. So, yours truly over there, the jizz mopper, was the
best jizzer.
What was your title?
The best man.
Okay.
The best jizzer.
Yes. And he was there to catch the groom's sperm. So
side note, he did get a nice pearl necklace.
He did. It was kind of look a little weird, though, because of his hairy chest. I'm just saying.
Good grief.
Anyway, it kind of looked like a 70s porno.
So, I just want to talk about something here for just a minute about this wedding. This is the only thing I want to talk about it.
how he failed at it? No, you're not talking about what he did yet.
Oh, no, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, so, Adrian, let me ask you a quick question here.
Yeah.
Best man, what are his two biggest jobs the day of the wedding?
He's supposed to make sure the groom doesn't get lost.
Okay, not that one.
I mean, that's probably, that's a job he has to do.
Okay, during the ceremony, what's his biggest task?
Hold on to the rings.
Right. And what are you supposed to do during the ceremony when the minister asks for the rings?
You're supposed to give her the rings.
Okay. And did Heath do that?
No.
He...
Yes and no.
...decided... And mind you, it was kind of funny because I was actually supplying the music for said ceremony and reception that night. So I was actually set behind the whole altar thing. He's got the ring in his hand, the ring box in his hand, the whole time. And by the way, your jacket was all fucked up during the ceremony, just so you know, until you put the box back in your ring or box back in your pocket. It was all folded up. It didn't look good, just so you know. Anyway. I almost went up there during the ceremony, tried to sneak up, and just kind of pulled it down so it was flat again. But just so you know, anyway. So the minister asks, "May I have the rings?" Heath says, "Sure," and hands her the box
with rings inside. Though
now, Adrian, let me ask you a question.
I've never been to a wedding thing where the groom had them in a box. He just had the rings.
Oh, and the other thing, how many weddings have you seen on TV, movies, in person? Good amount, right?
Yeah, a few.
Have you ever seen the best man hand the rings to the minister in a box?
No.
What do they normally do? They either have them on them, or they take them out of the box and hand them that way, right?
Yes,
that'd be
correct.
Not Heath.
Nope. Gives her the box.
Like, gives her the box.
He's like, here, figure this shit out. Complicated for me.
Yes. I didn't see I couldn't see the minister's face or what she said, but he was like, I guess she said something about taking it out of the box, and he's like, oh, that's right.
You know, the other thing I want to talk about with Heath, though.
Okay.
I swear to God, man, during that best man speech, I thought you lost your smile. Because you went like all Shawn Michaels on that.
The next biggest thing after the ceremony is the best man has to give a speech, right?
You're not supposed to cry during the speech. I mean, that was a first for me. I've never seen the best man cry.
I don't think he was crying.
I wasn't crying.
It looked like you were crying.
No, he just didn't know what he was going to say because he didn't write anything down.
Oh.
Now,
it in my head, okay?
Oh, well, that's really funny
so naturally
from
your head.
It translated to everybody at our table that you were crying and you were choking up because you couldn't like get the words out. That's how we thought. That's how we perceived it.
Because they couldn't see you because you were not like you weren't working the crowd. So usually, I've had to give a toast before at a wedding. And usually, I'm not going to say you write everything down, but you have an outline of what you want to say.
Or you keep it short and simple. That way it's not a big deal to remember what you're trying to say.
Yeah. Oh, hey, it's about fucking time. Mazel tov.
Hey, I just want to give a toast. Shout out to my boy Jim and Jennifer here. Hey, congratulations. You guys are the best. Love you guys forever. Peace, love, baby doves. 2014.
See?
Better best man speech than yours.
Okay, I have a question now.
I'm pretty sure when I ripped ass upstairs, it was a... Never mind. What? Okay.
I have a question now.
Sure.
Why the fuck are we not talking about the pay-per-view that happened tonight?
Because we like giving you
like
as
these
much
people,
shit as possible.
Our loyal listeners really want to hear about this shit. They want to hear about a pay-per-view.
Well, someone's lippy over there.
He is. What the fuck?
I think it's because he's supposed to get a shit-free show and didn't realize there was a pay-per-view tonight.
Probably.
And so we get to give him all the shit that we need to give him.
Oh, yeah. Well, and, well, so... Well,
but anyway.
I'm actually with Heath on this.
Okay, let's just preface that real quick. He did win himself a shit-free show last week. However, it's not valid on post-show nights. So we actually gave him a get-out-of-jail-free card.
That I can use at any time.
Except for a post-show.
Exactly.
So, anyway, here's for our returning listeners. Hey, welcome back. Glad you're here. Hey, who we got in the chat room? I guess we should check that out.
We got Tootsie Roll Jones.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Who else we got?
We got B-Mex. We got Mr. Paul Jordan, number two.
Ball cup.
Like, six guests.
Oh, and by the way, in the other chat, there is also Montana Man, too.
Okay.
Oh,
so
hey.
Ball cup
Montana
to him.
Montana Man's in there. All right,
he's like, and Mark goes, and here we go.
The butterfly, that's all. Let me see that tootsie roll. Yeah,
Mark Jones has an official theme song on the Hour Bomb.
That's right, and it's the Tootsie Roll.
Let me see their Tootsie Roll.
I still just want you to know that I have nothing to do with this song whatsoever, as far as it being chosen.
Mark,
but you know what? Think of it this way, Mark. We only do this because we like you.
Well, you brought it on yourself. I'm not even gonna lie. You totally brought it on yourself. Just saying.
Okay.
Anyway.
How's the show work, Jason?
I'm just gonna keep this locked and loaded. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay, right. Good.
He's used to it. Good.
Anyway, for our returning listeners, hey, welcome. Oh, who got the? Well, we already did that. Never mind. For our returning listeners, hey, welcome back. Glad you're here. For our first time listeners, sorry you showed up to this show. It's
welcome
gonna be
to the fold.
Fun. Yes, welcome to the fold. What is this fold?
You know, I don't know. I'm just,
is
whatever.
It like the fold on like your dick and kind of looks like a
the
vagina?
Fold in between like my man boob and my stomach where like
what?
I hide like gravy.
Oh, I don't want to be welcome to that fold. Yeah. Anyway, here's how the show works. We have no time limit tonight. That's right, because it is a post show. There is no time limit. So I guess, Heath, you got anything else?
I have nothing else.
All right. Adrian, you got anything else?
Nope, we're good.
We're just going to skip the intros. If you want to know how the show normally works, go listen to some of our other shows.
Yes.
And with that being said, I don't know why I hit that. We have no timer, but hey, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. So, hey.
Survivor Series.
That was a thing.
2014. Apparently that was a thing tonight.
Yes, it was.
All right.
And just like WWE, we play Nickelback and lose three guests.
Eh, whatever. Same thing. Survivor Series kicked off here in good old St. Louis.
Yes.
With little Mr. McMahon coming out to the ring.
Well, let's quickly cover the pre-show stuff just for the...
All right. Fandango came back.
Fandango
with
came back. Looked a little bit different.
2.0 version.
Looked more like a ballroom dancer than a salsa dancer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can say
Rosa.
That.
You know... I just want to say, the only reason they keep Rosa around is because she can shake her ass. That's all I'm saying.
God, what an ass it
That's
is.
That's it. It's a good pairing with Fandango.
Actually, it is. So. Fandango beat... Who the hell? Oh, Justin Gabriel.
Justin Gabriel.
And then... Now, here's my question. The second pre-show match... We'll talk about Wade Bear here in a second. Mm-hmm. Second pre-show match showed Cesaro on the pre-show, but he fought Swagger. So Swagger's too hurt to be on Team Cena. But he can fight Cesaro? Question mark?
Yeah.
I can't really figure that one out.
Neither can I. It doesn't make sense. But I thought they would at least keep him off TV until after Survivor Series.
Well, they were probably like, well, fuck, we need to throw another match together.
Pretty much.
Good job. Anywho, so Adrian, I was out of the room, unfortunately, when Bear came on. So, please, what did our favorite Englishman have to say?
Well, he came back and... He told John Cena that if he thought that he had a pretty good deal going into tonight, well, he was afraid he had some bad news.
I miss Wade Barrett.
Being fired would probably be preferable to actually being the only guy stuck around from your team. And he also had some bad news for the Authority.
Oh, what was that?
It doesn't matter if they're gone or not. The WWE will go on forever.
Oh, good. Good.
And it will be a new era in the WWE. With the Authority gone, the era of bad news. Wade Barrett for GM. Thank you.
I don't want to see Wade Barrett as GM because I want to see him wrestle.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with you, but my God, that would be hilarious if he goes, oh, is that what you want? Well, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
I still have my vote, but
oh.
I would still like to see Foley. But that's it. That's if the Authority lost tonight. So... Anyway,
yeah, we haven't covered that yet.
We haven't gotten there yet. It hasn't happened yet.
Yes.
On our show. So, I guess let's jump right into the pay-per-view. Little Vinnie Mac came out to the ring tonight to kick off. Sorry, hold on. I just got an answer back from our from Greg about being on the show. Hold on.
Okay.
Why don't you go and talk about the opening segment, how it felt like Raw. What?
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm checking what Greg has to say.
Okay.
He sent me a message on Facebook.
Okay.
Talk about the opening segment for a second while I read the message.
All right. So Vince McMahon came out and called out the authority to come out. And then they started kissing his ass. And he's like, I don't got time for this BS. Let's bring out John Cena, too. Well, we had a little confrontation face-to-face.
Yes.
They traded verbal jabs back and forth. It was like an opening segment to Raw.
It really was. It wasn't what I was expecting.
I don't know. I didn't care for the opening segment all that much.
It wasn't
It got
very
the crowd
impressive.
Popped. The crowd popped for Vince McMahon, but, I mean, it was...
The crowd almost
It felt like
response.
A Raw opening.
It did. It really did. So, I guess we're going to move on to the first match here. We have got the tag team title match. That's right. A four-way. Normally, I like four-ways. This one, not as much. Actually, this wasn't a bad match. I digress. We had the Usos against Damian Mizdow and The Miz against Los Matadors against the Dustbusters.
Yeah. Fairly good match. Solid tag team action all throughout. Back and forth several spots that were pretty cool, I would say.
It was a good way to get the night going. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
And, of course, throughout the whole time, Damien getting most of the cheers out of anybody else.
Oh, God. The crowd was hot for
Mizdow.
It was not even funny. How
now, when he got in the ring and thought he was going to get to do a little some action, then gets tagged out immediately by Goldust. And
yeah, I mean, the crowd just totally went like, boo. The
crowd went batshit crazy for him. I mean, it was great. And then, I don't even know how to explain that spot in the corner.
Backdrop German suplex.
Power
bomb? Superplex power bomb?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know.
Oh, God. Anyway, so that happens.
But
Uzo.
One of the Usos tags himself in. Climbs the top rope to hit the big splash on Goldust. Gets tagged by The Miz on his way to make the splash. The Miz throws him out of the ring. Gets tagged by Mizdow. Blind tag by Mizdow, who covers the fallen Goldust.
Awesome!
And we have new tag team champions.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, your winners and new WWE tag team champions, The Miz and Damian Mizdow.
You know what? I like it.
I didn't realize until they said it that this was his first title win.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sandow has not won a title in WWE until today.
Yeah, so definitely a very nice push for on Damian's behalf on that part. And I definitely got to cover something later on. But we'll get to that second.
Okay.
So. After the match, Miz is celebrating with the titles. He is the tag team champions in his eyes. And I thought it was funny as hell when... The Miz has got both titles in his hand. He's raising both titles, and so was Sandow without any titles.
Yep.
It looked weird, yeah.
It did kind of look weird.
But oh well.
I wonder if he's coming out with toy belts tomorrow night. Like the kind we can buy from Walmart.
I was going to use it for my candy dig later.
Okay. Moving on. Good match, though. I actually really enjoyed it. I enjoy The Miz and Mizdow. They put on a good match. The other teams I really don't care a whole lot about, not going to lie.
What did you think of the new Stardust attire? The red instead of the blue?
I liked it. I really did.
I kind of like the blue better, though. That's just me.
I liked it. I don't know why. I just did. Not true. What about when he was that other wrestler, Idol Stevens? Oh, no. This is Damian Sandow's first win.
Yeah, we don't know anything about Idol Stevens.
Who's Idol Stevens? I have no clue. Anywho, so we're going to move on.
He's the same guy. You realize that, right?
Yeah, shut up. We don't know that. He grew a beard. We have no clue he was Idol Stevens. Are you Googling Idol Stevens?
Yes, I am.
He doesn't even look the same without a beard.
God, no, he doesn't.
Casey and James and Idol Stevens with Michelle McCool.
Wow.
I tell you what, it is such a good thing he grew the beard.
I don't know. I kind of dig the one with the pointy goatee there. See, so I don't like that. He just, on Wikipedia, it just really shows that. Wow. God, 2006. I forgot about that. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I forgot he was Idle Stevens in 06. Holy shit.
Oh, wow. There's one. Yeah, go scroll back up. Totally sans. Up.
We're looking at his chest. There he is.
Wow. Yep.
Wow.
Sans facial hair of any kind.
Good God. Well, thanks for the flashback, Mark Jones. Moving on.
Anyway.
Next match was arguably the best match to take shit during and go smoke a cigarette and play Supercard.
Arguably.
And everything else.
Arguably.
Arguably. So this next match had a bunch of bitches in it that I can't remember who I was in the match, so I got to cheat here.
It was Natalya.
It was Paige, Cameron. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Sorry. I mean, I'm trying to. I already knew what was going on here.
Okay, then continue.
I tried, and you were all interrupting me.
Just
and shit.
Fucking go.
So it was Natalya, Emma, Naomi, and Alicia Fox.
Yes.
Versus Paige.
Yep.
Cameron.
Yep.
Summer Rae and. Yep. What is her name?
Layla. Who's the oldest Diva, I believe.
Yeah.
Out of all of them, yes.
Quick question before we dive into this one.
Sure.
Why is Cameron still around?
Because she doesn't cost much money. In bed or out.
Speaking of that.
Wow.
We can get to that later.
Oh, we need to...
No, we can get to that later. I know what you're going for. We can get to that later.
She may be the oldest, but she's not... I don't know if she's the hottest, but I've got my thing for Nikki Bella. But she's a lot better than she was when she showed up for... When she won the Diva Search. That's all I can say. That hair at first was terrible.
Yeah, the frizzy hair was...
But she straightened it, and...
I'd do her. Yeah.
I mean, I'd do Nikki first, but, you know... Anyway, moving on. No, not moving on. Still in the same match. It was, you know.
Hang on. Let me ask you a question. Does Paige come with S&M outfit?
Paige would come however she wanted to.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Giggity. All right.
Giggity, giggity, giggity. Shucky, ducky, quack, quack. Anyway, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this match. Your winners. Cameron picked up the win.
It was clean sleep, total survival.
Yes.
Tyson Kidd celebrated like he won the match.
It was. What was up with Tyson Kidd?
Tyson Kidd supporting the Kyle Robinson KKK hoodie. I don't know what the fuck that was.
You know, and here's... it was all right. Paige doesn't like penis? Are you fucking serious?
No, that's not confirmed.
I need links to this, because that's just, I mean, she would be the
we
second...
We must have visual proof.
She would be the second hottest lesbian I've seen in the last couple of days that doesn't, you know, is batting for the wrong team.
Yeah, I think I know of one other.
She was at the wedding.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Anyway, what the fuck was I going to say? This page come, yeah, she comes however she wants with me, but...
I don't know if it matters.
The meme. It was already a fucking meme right after that, too. It was a split screen. It was a picture of someone from the Klan up top, and then showed a picture of Tyson Kidd. Close enough.
Yeah.
I mean, did someone not really tell Tyson, hey, Tyson Kidd, there's a bunch of shit going down here?
I can bet you that Kyle Robinson stood up and cheered when he was there tonight, like, that's my boy.
Probably. I hear that we've sold on the PW Pop Store one Kyle hoodie, and I believe it went out to a Mr. Tyson Kidd?
Maybe.
I think so.
Wow.
I think you just altered it a little bit. But you can buy your own.
Along with our bomb merchandise over at
the PWPopStore.com. Just for the low price of $21. Absolutely right.
I got you yours for Christmas.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. I'll have to buy you yours then.
Okay, thanks.
Good. Actually, I got you Heath Heartthrob Boxers and a classic Saint
Paul. Damn it, that's actually what I got you too.
Damn it!
Hey,
that sucks.
As long as my merchandise sells.
So now we're gonna move on to the next match.
Number one in prisons.
Huh?
He's boxers.
Oh, yes. Number one in prisons.
Yeah.
She's probably not gay, but she doesn't seem interested. Oh, she'd be interested in me. In my dream.
No.
Anyway. But, yeah, I mean, seriously, could someone not have pulled Tyson, get a sign, and be like, hey, man, hey, there's shit going down here. Don't wear the hood. I mean, really?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, fun times.
Don't wear the hood. I mean, don't wear the hood. That's all I'm saying. Next match. And, I mean, that was a horrible fucking match. I'm not even going to – I mean, that's pretty well – I mean, maybe not horrible, but did any of us give a shit about that match?
No, not at all.
It was just meh.
I took a shit during that match.
I did, too. I mean, there were –
although
see,
I must
two,
say,
four,
I was
kind of
curious whether
eight,
we would have seen
ten.
A little nip slip from Layla because, man, her boobs were bouncing.
Summer Rae did decide to have the boob window attire on tonight.
Yeah.
That was kind of nice.
Yeah.
The only highlight to this match was that there were 20 tits in the ring.
Yeah.
And
– wait.
20?
There was 4-on-4, Jason.
I thought it was 5.
No.
Oh.
4-on-4.
Sorry, I thought there was I thought it was a 10.
16 boobs.
Unless
oh,
you
sorry.
Unless you also count
well,
the
count, well,
ring announcer.
If you count JR, or, I'm sorry, Jim Rod, if you count Jerry Lawler, Michael Cole, and JBL, I mean, they're kind of boobs.
Yeah, no.
No, I mean, Mark, it's not that I don't know math. It's just I thought there were 10 fucking divas in this match.
Yeah. Good job, Jason. Can you hit the bell on yourself? Or, womp, womp, womp.
No. Anyway, moving on. I mean, I didn't even watch this goddamn match.
Well, I said who was in it, and I clearly gave you all the names.
Well, that doesn't mean I fucking paid attention, because I still don't care about this match.
Okay, then.
Moving on to the match I wanted to see
the most,
yeah.
I think a lot of people wanted to see this the most out of any of the other matches tonight.
Dean Ambrose, Bray Wyatt.
Good God.
You know, I'll talk about that here in a little bit. So, this was a very scientific match. I mean, it was exactly what I wanted to see.
Where are you getting scientific from?
Lots of clean holds, lots of arm
yeah.
bars, you know, sleeper holds. I mean, it was very... Oh, wait. No, it wasn't. It was a brawl.
T-total brawl.
B-Meg says, Tyson knows how to get attention, plus Canadians don't care about Ferguson.
Well, you're probably right, but...
I mean, hell, I live 10 miles from Ferguson. I don't give a shit about Ferguson.
You don't live 10 miles. You live farther than that.
Okay, 15. Still, I mean...
Yeah. I live pretty far away, and I don't give two shits, so... Anywho.
Apparently, he is having trouble speaking tonight.
Jason's on a roll here.
Yeah.
He can't talk for shit, can't add for shit. He's an embarrassment to really hosting a podcast for the most part.
And he's the illustrious one of this group?
Yeah, I know. Illustrious my ass.
Good God.
So, Dean Ambrose versus Bray Wyatt.
Your
thoughts on the match, Heath?
Okay. Yeah, my thoughts on this one, I got to see what I wanted to expect out of it. I mean, good back and forth between both of them. I think we got to see an even crazier side to Dean Ambrose out of this one.
Yeah, it's like he let Dean Ambrose have the chair and was like, come on, I beg you to hit me, I beg you. Did he not realize Dean Ambrose was like, okay, pow. I mean, that's...
And not only that, I mean, he was actually kind of doing some of the same things that even Bray Wyatt does, such as, like, going to the corner of the ring and flipping upside down.
Yeah.
Okay, now I see what he went for. Our illustrious one had to get some hauls.
Okay. But, I really particularly, and this match got pretty, like, they were really going at it, man. The Bray Wyatt with the rock bottom-like move on the still steps. I mean, this was kind of a hard-hitting, very physical match.
That it was. And, of course, whenever the chair started to come out, it's like, wait a minute, I wonder what this could be a prelude to. Because then we started to see more chairs. And then we got to see tables. And then we got to see a ladder towards the very end.
Yeah, Dean Ambrose literally just laid into Bray Wyatt. Your winner by disqualification, Bray Wyatt, but I mean, the real winner was Dean Ambrose. I mean, it was...
No, the real winner was everyone watching.
Yes.
The match of the night, I would say, probably, most likely.
Well... No, I God. Well,
the match as a whole.
Yeah. Sorry,
start
guys.
To finish, I would say this was the best match of the night. All right. Yes.
So I'm fighting a sinus thing and throat thing going on right now.
Yes.
It's kind of kicking my
it's
ass
fine,
right
just
now.
Pass the illustrious title over to me because I can handle doing a show every week. And we'll call it good.
I do not think so.
All right, then.
I got my cough drops. I think I'll be okay.
Okay, good.
We'll see.
What are your thoughts on the whole match?
Oh, my God. It was awesome. It was it was everything I wanted to see, really. There was no clean finish to it, which we talked about last week. Because I didn't want to see a clean finish. Because I wanted this to build towards TLC, which it is building towards TLC now.
And it's going
to
be a TLC
already
match.
Been announced.
I mean, that is just... I can't wait for that one match now.
Do you... never mind. I'll talk about that in a second.
All right. So we're going to move on. We have got... Oh, yeah. Let's real quick talk about the pep talk here.
Okay.
No, we totally missed the backstage segment with the Bunny and Adam Rose and Slater Gator. We don't need to talk about that, though. They challenged him to a match. That's happening later. I like the backstage segment with the Authority, the pep talk. And if you guys win, you guys get more title shots and more fame. And Stephanie's like freaking the fuck out. It was great. And then Triple H is like, yeah, you're the greatest team ever assembled and blah, blah, blah. By the way, if you lose tonight and you're a champion, you're not going to be a champion anymore. Oh, by the way, and if you're not a champion now, you'll never be a champion.
Because somehow Triple H can guarantee not having any power what's going to happen to you in the future.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Triple H is still going to have his desk job and marketing or over whatever, but they're never going to be over anyone else's careers ever. Well, except for Triple H who oversees NXT.
Yeah.
So, anyway, because we're just not supposed to know that. So we get a match. The Bunny and Adam Rose are in the back and they're settling their differences using wrestling figures, the ones where you squeeze their legs and they do their moves or whatever.
Yeah.
And they get interrupted by Slater Gator. Hey, we should have a match tonight. Okay, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we got an extra 5 minutes to fill. Why not?
Yeah. So we have Adam Rose and the Bunny against Slater Gator. I thought it was funny. Out comes Adam Rose and the Bunny and the Entourage. And what happens? The Bunny starts climbing the ropes for the trust fall. And Adam Rose is like, no, 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 that's my thing. He does the trust fall. Then they start the match. Match is as typical as it gets. I mean,
the Bunny gets the hot tag.
The Bunny was actually pretty decent. I mean, I got to give
it up
to
whoever it is. Well,
you know
the Bunny is. It's Sami Zayn.
Is that who it is?
That's not who it's going to be revealed to be, but that's who's doing the Bunny right now.
I didn't realize it was Sami Zayn.
It was Justin Gabriel at first, but now it's Sami Zayn the last few weeks.
I didn't know that. I didn't read that. But, anywho, kudos to Sami Zayn, because he's a good wrestler, but you got to wrestle the goddamn Bunny head on and keep it on during the fucking match.
Yeah.
And be able to see out
of
it.
Yeah, kudos to you, man. Anyway, so the Bunny gets the hot tag, pretty much annihilates
the Slater Gator.
Yeah, and the whole time there at the end of the match, Adam Rose is sitting there wanting the tag.
Bunny gets the roll up, pins him. Adam Rose is like, what the hell?
Yeah, so you're a winner.
The Bunny.
Well,
Adam Rose.
Yeah.
And Adam Rose. And so, after the match, the Bunny does a trust fall, gets carried to the bag, and Adam Rose is still standing under the ring with his hand out like...
He's like...
Yeah, his jaws just dropped to the floor. He's like, what the fuck?
So the Entourage likes Adam Rose, or the Bunny, more than Adam Rose right now.
Apparently.
I love this song. I love that song.
Yeah, I know.
Yep.
Well, bring it away, hey.
Oh, 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 whoa. Oh, 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 whoa.
There we go.
Okay, anyway.
Next match was the Diva Saddle Match.
Hey, Cowboys won. Came from behind. Sorry. 31-28.
Okay.
Anyway. After the match, then they have their thing against, or with, fuck. Roman Reigns pulling very similarity, interview that the Rock does a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, he
yes.
drops
He's
the,
live via satellite.
Well, I mean, he was, he's still recovering, so it's not surprising.
He could have made a fucking flight to St. Louis and actually been there?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Just saying. I'd like to at least see him somewhere. That's all. Anywho. So he's on there, and they're interviewing him.
But he says he's going to be back next month.
I read the 20th was his first day back, first advertised event. It's a live event. So he's going to have like
Do
a weekend.
Do you think he could come back the week before TLC?
I think he can. Well, let me rephrase that. I expect it to happen. Yeah, I really expect it to happen. Only because of... Yeah, it'll happen.
Okay.
It will. But anyway. So, he was also saying that he wishes he was there. And if he'd there, he'd cock his fist and put it in those in some bitches or something like that. Kind of.
He'd be fisting bitches, and I don't know.
I don't know. It got really
erotic. It got
erotic. Really fast. But JBL asked about the authority and how he would feel if they lose power. He's like, that's a dumb question. Everyone knows how he feels about that scumbag Seth Rollins. Of course, JBL playing up the heel, the leader of the Shield, Seth Rollins, and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, it doesn't matter. A month from now, you know, Team Cena might not be here. A month from now, the authority might not be here, but I'll be here.
Yeah.
So, kind of a nice way to give up the return date without, you know, officially saying
right.
it. So, you know. You know, I guess we probably should have talked a little bit of Raw.
I don't care. It was not very good. So.
Well, I mean, just the whole, like, the ending segment with the...
Oh, yeah. Well, eh, whatever.
And I guess talk about how Sheamus got taken out. And
they covered that on the pre-show. And
yeah,
the
I guess.
Interview.
I guess you're right. Okay. Next up, your Divas title match. Now, I didn't watch SmackDown. I'm not going to lie, I usually don't. And I apparently missed it, and I wish I would have seen it. Because AJ Lee dressed up as Brie Bella, or as Nikki Bella, with ass implants.
Yes.
And she had like
a push-up bra, padded bra or something. Damn, AJ. Damn, getting ass on you. Anywho, so we've got that match. Out comes Nikki with Brie, and then out comes AJ. Match starts. As soon as the match starts, Brie Bella jumps up on the ring
with
the Divas title.
Yep.
AJ's like, what the fuck? Brie grabs AJ and then proceeds to kiss her. Boing.
Yes. And
that's
of course,
pretty
AJ
well.
Is, yeah, AJ is just totally stunned by what just happened.
Turns around, gets laid out by Nikki, and then eats the finisher and loses her title.
Your winner and new Divas champion. Nikki Bella.
It looks like this was AJ's out-the-door match.
Usually, they don't send someone out like that that's leaving the company very good. There's been a few exceptions to the rule. This definitely wasn't. So, yeah.
I'm not 100% certain either. But
I read somewhere that said that she was done after Survivor Series. So, in fact, I'm pretty sure I saw it on PWPop.com.
Yeah, you may have.
Now,
Paul Jordan, our expert writer, posts so many awesome stories on there, I can't keep track of all
does.
Of them.
Now, first off, all I could think of while watching that was this right here.
God damn it, Matt. I swear to God, if you don't fuck her, I'll kill myself. Matt, please, please, Matt. Fuck her for me. For me.
That's all I could think was, oh, my God, I would love to watch these two have sex.
Yes.
So, anywho.
Mark says the...
So the Bellas the team again.
No.
No.
I don't think
because
so.
Because I asked Adrian this. I'm like, why the fuck is Brie Bella smiling?
I'll explain it to you. Because Brie doesn't have to put up with Nikki's shit again after tomorrow night.
Right.
Nikki, or Brie already knows that she can beat the shit out of Nikki and beat her.
And she's got 30 days worth of aggression built up in her.
Right. So I think it was just like she's happy her sister won so she could take the belt from her sister.
You know, Nikki Bella is just, I just want to say, her ass is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
That's all. Her ass looked really good tonight. Just saying. Mm. Anyway, if this is AJ's swan song, it really sucks.
Yeah, because, I mean, why leave on such a sour note, so
Well, because now we've got no one really in the Divas division. And so much of that rumor that if you're involved in Total Divas, you're not getting the title.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, we're going to move on.
Yes.
All right. Nice pictures there.
What's the main event?
On to the main event. Traditional elimination match. We've got the Authority made of Kane, Mark Henry, Rusev, Luke Harper, and Seth Rollins against Team Cena. Cena, Big Show, Rowan, Dolph Ziggler, Ryback, and Cena. Good God. This match, first off, I'm impressed. They really gave it time.
Yeah, they gave it 50 minutes.
Give or take a couple, yeah. It was real close to that. It was about
40 minutes, I would say.
Yeah, because there's a lot of afterward stuff.
I think the match solidly started about 9:10 and ended at about 9:50.
Yeah, I think that's about right. But, sorry, still issues right now. Anyway, yes. Big Show and Mark Henry start off, and, Triple H, do your thing. Come on, be the world's strongest man. Blah, blah, blah. He runs his mouth to Big Show, and then...
One punch,
Mark Henry's done.
Out cold, Mark Henry gets pinned to start the match.
And it's like...
Not long after that, though.
So immediately, Team Cena's up by one. So after that, Rollins comes in, attacks Big Show. Big Show turns around in the corner, chops him. Rollins fights back. good God. Kane eventually comes in. Blah, blah, blah. Cena tags. Cena gets in. Blah, blah, blah. It's really hard for me to follow this right now. Bear with me here, guys. It's really hard for me to motor through this. Just because there's so much to talk about.
Action picks up and goes back and forth there for a little bit again. But eventually it goes to Rollins. It comes in and I believe curb stomps Ryback. And Rusev gets the pin on Ryback for the 1-2-3, eliminating Ryback.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
So we're back to a 4-on-4 match again.
Yep. Big Show and Rusev are in now. Rusev takes Show to the corner. Works him over for a while. I really enjoyed watching Rusev and Big Show together. I really do. Like, I don't know why. Just two big guys like that.
Yeah.
I think Rusev has the ability to kind of make people look better than they really are. I think he may be able to do that, even though he's like a bigger guy, and bigger guys traditionally can't do that.
Yeah.
Rusev, he impresses me.
Rusev throws back a little bit to like Bam Bam Bigelow to me.
A big guy that's agile and can really move.
Yes, I can agree with that.
I would put Rusev in the same kind of category as, he's not as tall, but I would say Bam Bam Bigelow Vader, like in that category of big guys that can move.
All right. I think I agree.
Rusev, though, taking apart the announce tables.
Did I miss something? Did someone get put through an announce table, or Rusev just took him apart?
Rusev took him apart, lays Dolph Ziggler on top of one, goes for a flying splash, and misses and puts himself through the table.
Ouch.
Yes.
Dolph Ziggler crawls back into the ring before the Authority can get Rusev up and into the ring. Rusev gets counted out, so Dolph Ziggler
eliminated
Rusev.
Nice. Next up. What's the next one? Rollins came in after that, didn't he?
It went back and forth again for a little while here. Eric Rowan and Harper go at it for a little bit.
I've been wanting to see that one.
Rowan shocked the shit out of me hitting a fucking spinning heel kick on Harper.
I told you
that
I didn't think
was
Rowan was as
unbelievable.
I told you I didn't think Rowan was as bad as you give him credit.
I never said he was bad. I just said he's the weakest wrestler of the Wyatt family.
But, yeah, for him to
I never said
actually
he was bad.
Put,
You implied that he wasn't a good wrestler.
At least that's what I took it as. I'm saying, comparatively speaking, to Harper and Bray, he's not as good.
Compared to Bray Wyatt, neither one of them are good.
Harper, though, is fucking amazing.
Well,
because he's a really tall guy, that is also agile.
Hey, I think Eric Rowan held his own tonight. I'm just saying, they put him in a good spot, and I think he really proved, you know, you doubters, that I think he was just as good as Luke Harper was tonight.
Unfortunately, he comes up on the short end of the stick here, and is the next person eliminated.
It's down at that point, too. Cena, Ziggler, Show, Rollins, Harper, and Kane.
Ziggler's laid out on the outside of the ring at this point.
Yes.
And Big Show and Cena are standing face-to-face with Harper, Kane, and Rollins. Big Show promptly turns Cena and lays Cena out.
Another knockout punch to John Cena, which Rollins then lays on top of Cena
and pins him.
One, two, three.
Big Show walks over and takes Triple H's hand and walks out of the arena.
So Cena's gone.
Show's gone.
That leaves Dolph Ziggler against Rollins, Harper, and Kane.
Things were not looking good for Team Cena.
Ruh-roh. I think we've got some issues tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, it did look that way.
I'm like, how in the fuck are they going to do this? How the fuck is Team Cena going to lose and these four guys are supposed to be fired and they're going to be written off TV? How in the hell is this going to work? Because it's not like they have a bunch of guys that they can just throw in places. These are four guys that they can really do something with that are going to be written off of TV now.
Well, hey,
what the fuck are they going
to
do?
Whenever you're the underdog, it's really easy to show off, man.
That it is. So...
Dolph starts getting thrown around a little bit again.
A little bit?
But keeps kicking out of everything that's thrown at him. Eventually catches a break, though, and hits the old super kick on Kane with the zigzag and takes out Kane.
So we're down to 2-on-1. That makes elimination number 2.
For Ziggler.
Harper is better than Bray in-ring. Do you agree with B-Megs?
I'd say it's pretty close, but I would say... Harper can execute more moves in the ring, but I don't think he's as good psychologically in the ring.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's more agile and can move on the ring the better, but I think Bray Wyatt tells a better story.
Oh, yeah, definitely much more charismatic as far as on Bray's side of that. Harper.
Bray has a lot of the same mentality and, like, the way that he, like, the way that his matches work in the same way that, like, Jake the Snake used to work.
Yes.
You know, and I don't want to argue that Ambrose has that same spark.
Kind of.
I compare him more to...
Which is why it was such a great match tonight, because
I compare
they both
him,
can wrestle good, but they were both also charismatic.
So Bray Wyatt, we compared more to Jake the Snake, whereas I definitely compare Ambrose to Brian Pillman.
I can see that. I also would say that if you're wanting, like... Yeah, I could see Brian Pillman's probably the best, closest thing.
Because Brian Pillman's fucking crazy. That's all I'm saying. And I get a lot of that from Ambrose.
You know, if we could have got a Brian Pillman crazy Brian Pillman versus Jake the Snake back in the day.
Oh, my God. They would have beat the living shit out of each other.
Back to the match, sorry.
Back to the match. Anyway, so anyway,
we digress.
It's down to Rollins. Who the fuck was left? Rollins and Harper against Ziggler.
Ziggler.
So Harper is going at Ziggler.
Go ahead.
Out of nowhere takes fucking Harper out.
Let's see. How the hell do you do that? Harper runs in, drops Ziggler with a big boot. Harper rolls up Ziggler, blah, blah, blah. Oh, he got nailed with a super kick for a close 2 count. Harper nails a sit-down powerbomb. Ziggler ends up rolling up Harper after a sit-down powerbomb somehow.
Oh, yeah. He goes with a sit-down powerbomb and he rolls through it.
And then pinned him. So then it's down to Rollins and Ziggler.
I tell you what, the crowd is going apeshit at this point.
That they were.
Because it's become the Dolph Ziggler show.
It does at that point. We had Ziggler. It was a good, really good back and forth between these two. I would like to see these two actually have a real match.
I think.
That's coming.
It may.
I'd like to see these two have a real match, though. Because Ziggler was on his game tonight, and I think Rollins stepped up his game to match Ziggler. It was, God.
Do you think that this this match, I mean, even up to this point, do you think this match reestablishes Dolph Ziggler as a main event talent?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. If there's any doubt in the creative's mind what to do with Ziggler, fucking give him a run.
Please.
I mean, make him one of your top guys, not your upper mid-card guys. Give him a main event spot. I think with his showing tonight, there's no doubt that he can't.
Sorry about that. Hear me out on this. Dolph Ziggler right now reminds me a lot of RVD.
Okay. Elaborate, please.
Dolph Ziggler is so over and popular with the crowd that he doesn't have to be champion to be over.
Right.
He doesn't need it.
Okay.
I want him to win it just to win it and give him the nod for a little bit, but he doesn't have to have it.
Okay. With that being said, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Is Ziggler immune to getting booed? I mean, is he at that point where, I mean, can he turn heel?
Yeah, he could. Easily.
And be successful at it?
Absolutely.
So he hasn't quite reached, like, Shawn Michaels or that status?
No, I don't think he's reached that status. I think if Ziggler, and this is the real caveat, Ziggler going the next step, and I'm actually going to give you this for my Can You Dig It?
Okay. We'll hold off on that then.
And from Mark in the chat, he says this could be...
This could be
the beginning, finally, of Ziggler's rise.
No, I'm not saying that Ziggler needs to come out tomorrow and say, fuck you guys. I just wanted to know if they thought that he could successfully turn heel like a year from now or 6 months from now or just if they needed him to turn heel.
I could say 6 months from now he could.
Okay. but anyway, it's down to these two. Awesome back and forth. I mean, as much as Ziggler's been in there, he still made it look good. He nails Rollins with a Famouser and then hits him for a two count. The Stooges run in, but Ziggler takes him out. Rollins comes from behind, but Ziggler nails the zigzag for the pin. One, two, oh my God. Nope, there goes the referee. Triple H pulls out the referee.
And knocks him out.
One.
And then the Stooges attack Ziggler. Ziggler fights him off, sends him into Stephanie, who flies off the apron because, you know, Stephanie needs to be on the apron for this.
Right.
Into Triple H. Ziggler then super kicks, ends up handing out some super kicks for the Stooges. Rollins powerbombs Ziggler into the corner, but then he misses the curb stomp. Ziggler hits another zigzag, but there's no referee. A referee then comes running down. Oh, my God, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Nope, here comes Triple H. Triple H, poof, lights out.
Takes out the referee and then pedigrees Dolph Ziggler.
Beats the shit out of Dolph Ziggler. Pretty much mounts him.
Yeah.
You know, because when I go to punch a guy on the ground, I'm going to put my dick in his face. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, beats the shit out of him, hits him with the pedigree. He then puts Rollins on top of Ziggler, calls for a referee. Out comes Scott Armstrong.
That dirty son of a bitch, Scott Armstrong.
Who is worse, Scott Armstrong or Nick Patrick?
Well, Scott Armstrong sells a punch better. I'll give him that.
That he does. So here comes Scott Armstrong. Oh, here we go. One, two, lights out. I don't have his TNA theme. And we see a video package.
We get some birds walking.
It took me about 2 seconds. I heard, caw, caw, and I marked the fuck out.
You were not the only one. The whole WWE universe.
Oh, the entire Scott Trade Center.
The fucked out.
Marked out for that. It was awesome. I don't have his new theme, so I'll just hit this one. And so you get a little video package for a few seconds, and then out comes
the man.
The icon.
Sting.
Sting. Finally steps foot in a WWE ring.
I mean, my God. I mean, we were all practically speechless at this. I mean, we were just like...
I mean, I expected it to happen.
Like, everybody saw it coming, but it's like you didn't really see it coming.
We knew Sting would be here tonight, one way, shape, or form. We did not know that Sting would be the one to fuck over Triple H, though.
No.
Which was kind of funny. Because they come in, and
he finally steps into a WWE ring.
And then Triple H and Sting standing nose, well, not nose to nose, but facing off against each other. things. I mean, just eating it up.
Mark Jones says if it was a safe that it played for Snake, he would have got yelled at for yelling too much by his goal.
Anyway, so Triple H is kind of looking. He's kind of backing down a little bit. And then finally, he's like, what the fuck are you doing here? What are you going to do here? Why are you sticking your nose in here? Goes to take a swing at Sting. Sting dodges him. Nails him with the Scorpion Deathdrop.
I want to say it was great seeing Sting, but God, man, he looks old.
Yeah, because if you... After he was, you know, kind of turning around on the camera, and you look at the back of his head, and it's like...
Oh, yeah, he's balding.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then he nails Triple H with the Scorpion Deathdrop, puts Ziggler on top of Rollins. Guess who's waking up?
The original referee.
The original referee. One. Two?
Two.
Well, hold on. I can't even play this. This isn't even right. Hold on. That's not even close. One, two, and three. Your winner
and Soul Survivor
took up four of the five members.
I want to say
of Team Authority.
I want to point this out here. This is a feat that is only shared by Roman Reigns and I believe The Big Show.
I thought Razor Ramon did it once, too.
Well, technically, all the other team got counted out. I mean, I don't know if they count that, though.
Oh, okay.
But Big Show actually beat all four guys in the other team.
So, yes, your winner, Soul Survivor.
For Team Cena.
Dolph Ziggler. The future of the company right there.
And, I mean,
I don't think he's the future of the company. He's the now.
He's the now. You're right.
I think you could still say that Seth Rollins is probably the future.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, the crowd is still riding high from seeing Sting out there, and they just want to give it all to Ziggler at that point, because, I mean, come on. We now know what happens.
Oh, my God. And then Stephanie starts stirring at the end of it, right after the three count, and the crowd just lays into him with the, you know, the song that they always do. And then what were they chanting at the end?
Mark Jones, JBL sounded like he lost a bunch of money betting on this.
He did. Yeah, he did. He actually did. He was pissed. I believe at the end, as they're leaving, they were chanting, "You got fired."
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course, they did the na na na.
Of course. I did not see this one happening until you told me about the stipulation they added.
Yeah.
If it was just the standard stipulation, Authority was going to win this all the way. But once you told me that stipulation didn't happen, there's no way Team Cena was not going to win this match.
Agreed.
I mean, it was, you know.
So overall, rating the pay-per-view? Heath, you start.
You know, if we exclude the Divas stuff, I would actually give it a solid 9 if we exclude the Diva stuff.
Wow, that's
only if we exclude the Diva stuff.
Jason,
if you include it back in, it's like yeah, then maybe an 8.
What brings
an 8 even with the Diva stuff? Really?
Yeah.
What do you give it, Jason?
I give it. I didn't really care much for any of the Diva stuff. Can we act like the Diva stuff didn't happen?
No.
Okay.
It was part of the show.
Then I gotta give it a 7.
Oh, hey, yeah. Goodbye.
This is Stone Cold version.
It was, you know. Wow, these are a bunch of white dudes in the 70s singing this. Holy shit.
Yep.
Yep.
I didn't realize this was like that old. Well, yeah. I figured it was, but I've never seen a video of this. This guy looks like Creeper Porno Guy.
Okay.
Anywho.
It's the 70s. Everybody looked like a Creeper Porno Guy.
I'm going to give it a 6.5.
I mean, the only reason I give it a 7, I'm not going to lie, 100% Sting. I mean, Sting, I marked the fuck out for that. And, I mean, honestly, man, fucking Sandow was... awesome at that match.
I'll agree with you.
Those are what saved it for me. Ambrose Bray Wyatt was the match of the that was match of the night. Ziggler put on the performance of a lifetime tonight. Sting, icing on the cake.
I will say if I wasn't counting the main event and I wasn't counting the Ambrose Wyatt match, this felt like a bad Raw.
It did.
Yeah.
Well, the tag team match wasn't bad.
The tag team match wasn't bad, but I mean,
Everything else I could have done without. Like, I think they did a really poor job planning this pay-per-view.
I'll go 6.5 or 7. At 7 at the highest. This was, I think, my worst pay-per-view of the year.
The whole thing was built up around the Authority match and Dean Ambrose, Bray Wyatt. And there was minor mentions to the Divas match. Other than that, it was not a good build at all.
No.
The only thing that saved it, like I said, was Sandow. The Bray Wyatt Ambrose match was phenomenal. Ziggler's performance and Sting. I mean I'm okay sitting through 3 hours of shit for that for those small morsels of like awesomeness. I was okay with that.
Okay.
Now would I want to do it again next month at TLC? No.
No.
But tonight I was okay with that.
Which thank right, God we so don't have to deal with the Authority.
Jason?
Yes. You want me to hit the music?
Hit the music. What do you hit?
Oh, wrong
for
music. Yeah. I was just seeing what you'd say, that's all.
I mean, they kind of go together, I guess.
I guess they kind of do. Would you like to do the honors tonight?
Sure.
Please, Adrian, go ahead.
All right. I know this is something stupid to like to think that what stinks. And I know what you guys are already going to say, and I'm going to agree with it. I thought it stunk. But just to be different. Okay. Fucking Rusev wearing flops. They killed it. I mean, the biggest, toughest man in the world. Oh, I mean, big, bad Russian. I got my little flippy floppies on.
He has his feet taped up and back. You don't know what is on the floor. I'm not saying germs and stuff like that.
But it killed the character for me. Like,
it's not the first time he's worn flip-flops. He wore flip-flops to begin with. He used to wear them out to the ring.
I still say it's dumb.
Whatever. Heath.
What stinks for me? The Divas title match. I'm sorry. Way too fucking short. Expected more to see out of AJ. Kind of helped put on a good match.
I got a couple this week.
Okay.
I got three, to be exact.
All right.
Okay.
First one, the Divas elimination match.
Okay.
That was fucking terrible.
I'll agree with that.
Second, if this was AJ Lee's swan song, really, guys? Really? That's the best we could do for her?
Yep.
And third, I don't know about anyone else out there in internet land, but watching on my PlayStation 3, the video quality was not quite what I was expecting.
Oh, God, yes.
If you're going to give away this pay-per-view for free to entice other individuals, hey, I just got this for free, let me give you $10 a month for these pay-per-views. Don't you think they'd beef up their servers a little bit better?
You know, to counter that, though, I bet you Mark Zuckerberg is going to be like, well, Microsoft had no issues. I don't know what your problem your PS3 was. That's what he's going to say, because he's a Microsoft jackass.
Let's wait for his response.
Yeah, I know.
And while we wait for his response,
He says his what stinks is the Divas match and TNA on WGN, a network that not most of the country has. I don't even think they're on WGN.
No,
they?
They're on, what the fuck was that? Destination America. Yeah. So my what stinks is Mark Jones getting
unless
it wrong.
Destination America is what WGN's become.
No, WGN is like still WGN.
Yeah, WGN is in Chicago.
Oh, he watched on his laptop. Thank you.
We still had issues watching it down here when we were setting up in the studio on
that's
the laptop.
True.
So, just saying. And Heath was running off of running it on his cell phone, and he was still having issues. So.
Yeah.
No. All right.
We need to find out what the hell Destination America is. Like, if it's like, who carries it? That's all.
Destination right. America.
Moving on. Where are we at? Here we are.
Oh,
really?
WGN is Destination America. They still show Cubs games. Well, that's why we don't watch it, because it sucks. There you go.
It's Cubs. I mean, come on.
I didn't realize WGN changed over to Destination America.
Huh. I did not either.
No, okay. Can you dig it,
sucker? All right. I'll go first. Yeah, I'll go first on this one. So, with the winning of the tag team titles for The Miz and Damian Mizdow, can you dig it? We are now going to be starting to see the split happen between the two of them. Simply because, I mean, you got The Miz that is holding both the titles. Crowd boos whenever he holds them up in the air. Mizdow, no titles, holds his hands up in the air. Cheers galore. And it just goes back and forth.
I think eventually, maybe. Yeah, I don't think. I think you're a good couple months off from it, though.
Yeah.
I agree.
But I think it's definitely going to. You know, can you dig it that this is the start of the split?
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine.
Mark Jones, by the way, the Cubs is still part of my what thing.
Oh, of course they are. Mark, I think you're wrong.
Uh-oh.
Because WGN TV is still...
WGN?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Someone's wrong.
We are...
Yeah, Destination America, totally different network. It is owned by Discovery Communications.
Which, yeah. Okay.
Which is owned by Discovery, TLC, Animal Planet, the Discovery Family, Oprah Winfrey Network, Investigation Discovery, Velocity. So, yeah.
All the Discovery channels.
Well, apparently I do have it on the channel I would never, ever watch.
Huh.
Okay, then.
Adrian, do you have one?
I do.
What would you... Wait. Recap of yours? Oh, the split happening.
Yeah.
Not yet. Soon. Not yet. Please, Adrian, enlighten us.
After Brock Lesnar wraps up his WWE commitments and goes back to MMA, which is rumored to happen, can you dig it? Dolph Ziggler or Paul Heyman guy?
I don't think so. I don't think it needs to happen.
If you want to turn Dolph Ziggler into a good heel, back to a heel, and have him give him a good run, give him a run as a champion, Heyman's your ticket.
But why would they want to move him to a heel?
Well,
that's my question.
I don't have a good answer for that, Jason. I'm just saying that if they wanted to do it.
Or if they wanted to, yeah, but I don't see a reason for it. So that's why I don't 100% dig it.
You don't think it would work?
Oh, it would do it, but I don't see a reason for it.
Okay.
Yeah. Mark Jones, I'm wrong. I admit it. I'm wrong. Except about the Cubs. I agree with you on that one. What the fuck is this?
I have no idea.
So we went to WGNAmerica.com. They're showing some ad for some TV show. Undertaker Wrestling with Death. So, you know, I kind of halfway want to watch this. It looks kind of...
Basically, they're Undertakers by day.
Wrestlers by night. Huh. Interesting.
Real life Undertakers.
Huh. And it's the Latham family.
Interesting. All right. So, my... Can you dig it? Actually, first off, before I dive into this, I thought it was funny Monday night on Raw when they were talking to, well, who would take over? Who would take over? Who would take over? JBL's, I don't know. It'd be Teddy Long. Half Teddy Long. Hey, everything's a tag team match.
Hey, well, we have six-man tag matches every week on the Fate of Inner Roll. That what you want, Michael Cole?
Yeah.
His go-to worst thing he could think of was Teddy Long giving tag team matches.
Mark Jones kind of stole mine, so I'll let Mark Jones have that credit. So mine kind of piggybacks off him. Hey, guess who our new general manager, our new authority figure is going to be tomorrow night? I don't know.
I don't think that's going to happen. I don't dig it.
Well, I didn't say that. You didn't let me finish.
Okay.
I still think it's going to be Foley.
Well, I'm not digging Mark Jones's.
No, but I think it's going to be Mick Foley.
I don't think it'll be either one.
Who do you think it's going to be?
If they don't reveal it tomorrow on Raw, I'll give you my guess next week. I'm not 100% sure yet. So, I told you, I would love it to be Bad News Barrett. I don't think it's going to be him either. But
no. Mark Jones, can you dig it? Sting comes out tomorrow and explains himself, and Triple H starts a war against him. Of course, because Sting's not fighting Taker at WrestleMania. Sting's going to fight Triple H.
That would make sense.
Since he fucked him over tonight.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, dig that.
I'll dig it.
Yeah. What the hell was I going to say? I was going to go somewhere with that one, but I don't remember. Not important, I guess. They have been mentioning Theodore Long a lot lately. I don't know what that link's kind of broken, Mark. Send it to me in a private message so I can check it out.
Okay.
We're going to move on.
It's time for the bet update.
Well, if you thought my score was going to look good this week, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Adrian, would you like to explain why your team didn't look so hot tonight?
Well, I had the Dust Brothers and AJ Lee.
And all three of them lost their titles.
Yeah.
What did I tell you when you drafted that, man? That could bite you in the ass hardcore.
I knew it was going to come eventually.
Just wasn't sure it was going to come tonight.
Yeah.
So I guess let's look at the scores.
B-Mags wants to win. Can you dig it? The authority is dead.
No, some way, shape, or form, this is going to... I don't believe it's 100% dead yet.
I think it's dead for now. I think it will return eventually.
Oh, I also didn't put in the stipulation that Vince threw out earlier. The only person that can bring them back is John Cena.
Yeah.
So what happens if John Cena gets into a car wreck tomorrow and dies?
Well, then I guess they're never coming back.
Okay, just curious.
All right.
So anyway, score update. After tonight, remember, we just got to be caught. It is Team Douchebag, 64 points. Team Adrian, 83 points.
Still beating him.
We don't need to talk about my score. I don't want to make you feel bad.
Fair enough. I'm good with that.
155
I
points.
I need to make a change.
155 points. You, like, finished, like, negative 26, something like that?
Yeah.
This week? Not good, man. Not good.
All right. So what is your change?
I'm dropping AJ Lee.
I can't imagine why you'd do that.
Okay.
I'm picking up Brie Bella.
All right. Not a bad idea.
I think she's going to quickly take the belt off her sister.
It's a bold move, man. It's a bold move.
You think this Brie Bella thing is just a quick shot?
I think Nikki's going to get screwed over by her sister as soon as her sister gets screwed over.
Which will probably be next Monday.
Probably so.
And, of course, since Kyle is not on with us, there's no moves for him. Unless, of course, he says so before tomorrow night's Raw.
All right, it's in the books.
And are you making any changes?
Fuck no, I'm not making any changes. Why would I make changes?
Just have to double check to make sure.
I mean, it's a change I had to make, though. There, it just did make sense.
My worst guy on my active roster is The Miz at 17 points, and I just picked him up. Just saying. Rusev has been the workhorse this season. 68 points.
I was looking good until tonight, yeah.
Rusev has gotten me more points than Kyle has gotten the entire time.
That's hilarious.
Rusev on my own is beating him.
Wow.
Just saying. Nope. Didn't mean to hit that one.
Oh, you could say, hey, that's the finale of the bet update. There we go.
It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy, not Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, but Jizz Jams.
Jizz Jams. He's 20 is dead. That's it.
Okay. Here's how this game works. We're going to play
Jizz
Jason.
Jizz Jams on the 40's dead body. While 70 was unconscious. He's a creeper.
Wow.
All right, I'm done.
Here's how this show works. We're going to play Jason Heath.
Three theme songs.
If he can successfully guess two out of three, he will win himself a shit-free show. It really will be a shit-free show next week if he wins.
Yes.
You're not going to win, though.
I think you will. I believe in you, Heath.
Feel free to play along in the chat. He can't see the screen.
Do you mean you... You believe?
God damn
I
you!
I believe in you, Heath. I believe in you.
Because you did that, I am now going to change all these to the hardest fucking ones I can think
no.
of.
No,
nope, leave them the same.
Come all on.
Right, fine. All right, you ready for your first one?
All right, let's hear it.
Turn it up!
I see
that
the worm.
That was interesting.
Turn it up!
I suppose he'd be able to probably guess this one.
I told you that too.
It would be Scotty Kuhati.
Well, no, you gotta wait because that's not the rules. Well, don't you know the fucking rules of the game?
You haven't had to wait.
Yeah, it does. All right,
but anyway,
starts now.
Would that be Scotty Kuhati?
I think he's got it this week, man.
He does not got it this week.
I think he's got it this
week. He has not got it this week.
I believe, Heath.
I don't. All right, are you ready for number two?
All right, let's hear it. Really? Really?
Maybe he does got it this week.
I told you.
Am I still supposed to have to wait?
I guess not.
Go ahead.
This would be the Great Khali.
Is that your guess? Is that your final answer?
Nope.
Thank God.
I thought that was his original music.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
That would have been Muhammad Hassan or Devari.
Oh, shit.
Yes, I told you he wasn't going to get it.
I think he's got the last one still.
He ain't got this last one.
All right, play the last one.
Mark Jones had it. Okay. Mark Jones loves it. Why do you love this song, dude?
I kind of like it.
B-Max thought it was Gender.
Yeah.
Don't hinder Gender.
God. Here's number three. He doesn't know why he likes it. It's just so healing. Mark's got it.
Yes, he does.
And your time starts now.
God, I want to say this from the 80s.
You have a lifeline you can use. You can ask a question.
He's a douchebag. Yes, he is. He will never. No, Mark, you did get all three, but if you do come on one day, you don't get a shit-free show, ever. Which reminds me, you need to let me know when you're available so you can come on the show. So I'd love to have you on the show. Need a guess.
Lex Luger?
Damn it!
I told you he didn't have it.
Oh, I thought you were going to get it.
Correct answer we're looking for. Jake the Snake Roberts.
Ah.
Good try.
I recognized from the 80s, that is for sure.
You're right. Too bad
it was even the theme they used whenever he came back to Raw the one time for that Legends
week. It was.
Yeah.
All right, let's add up the scores.
All right, anyway.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Thank you, Gene Wilder.
And you're dismissed. I'll be after the holidays. It's going to be hell for a while. Are you in retail, too?
Yeah, he works for a Microsoft store.
Oh, that's why he sucks.
Yeah.
His dick. Okay.
Yeah, you know how they have the Apple stores? Well, there's a Microsoft version of that in New York, and he works there.
Really?
Yeah.
They must be dead, because who the fuck would want to go to a Microsoft store?
Fucking Bill Gates? I don't know.
I don't know. I guess he's got too much money. He wants to just waste money on stores.
Yeah, anyway. Get the new Xbox One so it cannot work right.
Oh, hey, guess what? It'll red ring for you.
Probably. I don't think they've had the issues with it, but yeah.
Moving on.
All right, simmer down, Nash Killer.
It's time for This Week in Wrestling History with your host, the Professor, Adrian Masters.
All righty here, folks. So,
this is a huge-ass list.
Good fucking Lord, man.
I told you, this is ridiculous.
Do you want me to just, like, loop this thing, like, six times?
Miss Elizabeth was born this week on November 19th, 1960. And also, birthdays this week for Shane Douglas, November 21st, 1964.
Happy birthday. Talking to the microphone. You're kind of talking on the side of it there.
All right.
Sorry.
Dear God, like every Survivor Series ever happened this week.
Yeah, it did.
Pretty well much.
I see a Starcade on there.
God, I missed that.
Yeah, there was a Starcade November 22nd, 1984. I think that might have actually been the first Starcade.
Maybe.
In the main event, Ric Flair defeated Dusty Rhodes to retain the NWA World Heavyweight Championship to win $1 million.
Really? Well, let's start this.
November 17th. I'm going to hit the high points here. 2002, the first ever Elimination Chamber match won by Shawn Michaels.
Yeah. The 2001, you got to talk about that one.
2001, that would be November 18th. It was the WWF, which I personally, this was what bothered me here, if I wanted to soapbox this for a minute. The biggest Survivor Series match of all time.
We'll stop that.
Bullshit. I'm sorry. This here is the biggest Survivor Series match of all time.
What was the big? What? Oh, they built tonight's as the biggest Survivor Series match ever. Yeah, that's whatever.
No,
Team Alliance, think they meant. I think they meant biggest as in biggest implications.
No, this was bigger implications because this match decided if there was going to be WCW and ECW going forward as the Alliance or WWE. WWE wins,
of course.
We still have WWE.
And who fought in that match? I honestly don't remember that one.
TWF was comprised of The Rock, Chris Jericho, Undertaker, Kane, and The Big Show. They defeated Team Alliance consisting of Steve Austin, Rob Van Dam, Kurt Angle, Booker T, and Shane McMahon.
So wait. Team Alliance was supposed to ECW and WCW, consisted of Austin, WWE guy, Rob Van Dam, WWE guy, Kurt Angle, WWE guy.
Rob Van Dam at that point was ECW.
But he was...
He hadn't been in WWE.
Oh, he hadn't?
No, whenever he came over with the ECW...
Oh, you're right. Okay, so Austin, Angle, and Shane. So three of your five guys are already WWE guys.
But Shane McMahon had owned, had bought WCW. So he was fighting for his company.
I remember that, but I'm just saying.
And Austin, I believe, had turned on the WWF early on.
Angle turned on Austin at the end of that match.
Yes, and Jericho turned on The Rock in that match, too.
Yeah? All right, what else we got?
Let's see. Down the list here. November 19, 2000, the main event Triple H and Stone Cold fought to a no contest. This moved them on to their next match at Armageddon the following month, where they had the three stages of hell match.
Ooh, that was good.
Let's see here.
Oh, the Battle Bowl 1993, that was good.
The Lethal Lottery, which was won by Big Van Vader.
Yes, that was awesome.
I actually watched that recently on the network.
Really?
$4.99.
I'm going to have to go look at that.
And I want to talk about WCW World War III, the three-ring 60-man battle royal event, won by Kevin Nash. I actually watched this match recently on the old network as well.
Really?
And
I remember watching that night it happened.
Well, the way that this match worked is they ran the match until it got down to 20 guys between the three rings, and they combined everybody together.
Right.
Kevin Nash eliminated everybody in his ring within like 3 minutes.
Yeah, but they put him in there with people like Prince Ikiwaki and like Alex Wright, and I mean,
his ring was not a very strong ring. No.
Yeah, I mean, they had him in there with like nobody. Said, you know, I'm surprised I can remember. Fucking Sugar Shane Helms was in there, I'm sure, and the other guy that was with him.
I'd have to go back and watch it. I don't remember.
Tom Long just showed up.
Hey, bulk up to Tom. Wherever he's at.
He's in the big one.
All right.
Anyway, go ahead. Go back.
All right.
Dude. World War III. Wow. Okay. Anyway.
Kevin Nash eventually wins the Battle Royals.
Yeah, I got to figure out who was in Nash's ring because I'm telling you, it was bad.
And then, hey, they had another one in 97 there.
That one won by Scott Hall.
Yep. The NWO dominated World War III.
It did.
All right, and that is this week. Wrestling.
You're not going to talk about the 94?
There's 75 fucking things on here. I don't want to talk about every one of these. None of them else are important.
Okay, so you think class is missed?
Class is missed.
All right, that was This Week in Wrestling History.
Did I not say that beforehand? Why do you got to question me? I'm the professor. This is my segment. Fuck you.
Just trying to be constructive there, asshole.
Basically, people, read your history books.
Shut up! Don't back him up.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Heath.
You're welcome.
Dear God, what do we have to cover now?
The one thing I was starting to talk about someone being naked in bed or something, I'm like, oh, we want to talk about something. You're like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I was going to use that for a wet sink, but I completely forgot. But I totally paid the $100.
What'd you pay $100 for, dude?
I got some Joe time with Sonny.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So how'd that work?
Well, she was topless on a webcam.
Okay.
And I had her read the Bible. And I jerked off while I watched it.
Really?
No, that's not. I didn't do that. Jesus.
Do you want to throw in on this?
We get he some alone time with Sonny.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Do you want to like pay her the money and then we can kind of record it and see what she's got going on?
No, not really.
No.
No.
God damn it! Hold on, I gotta find her rates. Hold on, I don't remember where the hell it is.
I can't believe you're actually looking this up.
Well, first off, why wouldn't you want to look at it? Second off, I mean, it's still fucking Sonny.
True. Tom Long's down to...
Tom's down.
You know what, Tom? If you could do some investigative reporting for the website...
He'll pay 50.
You can actually, Tom, you can get 50 bucks and get the topless chat with her. That's
Let's see
story.
Here.
But if you could do the give us your opinion of it and give us a critique of the session.
We'll oh wait a minute! He knows the prices.
We'll get you an Hourbound T-shirt.
Let's see.
Oh God!
Here it is. Okay. $100 is only worth it. Let's see. Okay, so she's advertising pay for play nude web chat. So. Let me find it here. So, the following email is said to be sent by Stitch for effective Skype dates once they sent her email address. She writes, "Hey, I'll be Skyping tonight after 7 p.m. Eastern Time. It's $10 for every 4 minutes of regular chat. $50 for 10 minutes with some skin. Boobs, in parentheses. $100 for 10 minutes to see a whole lot more. Let me know if you're interested, and I'll give you payment info. Once payment comes through, I'll contact you to set up a time. It's a lot of fun, and you can do whatever you want on your end."
Wow.
Ah, my, how she's fallen.
Yeah.
That's some classy Hall of Famers there.
I would still do it. I mean, it's fucking Sonny. I wouldn't mind seeing her naked.
She was hot 20 years ago, man.
She's still not bad now.
Yeah, that's all you. I'm good.
How many times did you jerk off to her as a kid?
Not that many.
You're lying your ass off.
Maybe 3 or 4.
A day?
No, ever. I usually used, never mind.
No, now I want to know. Who was your spank bank material back then?
I'm good.
No, I want to know. Who was your spank bank material, Adrian?
I was a fan of the ladies of ECW.
Oh, yeah, they were trashier.
They definitely were.
Yeah. They were like Lita hot.
Francine.
Ooh. Yeah.
And who can forget the Hawaiian lustrous kimono Wanalea?
Hey, are we doing a show next week?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
So hold on.
You said no earlier. I'm assuming that's still true.
Well, you were the one that was like, ooh, we need to do a show. And I'm like, hey, whatever. Oh, Stacy Keebler is Tom Long's Bing Bing. All right, that's the show.
Yes. It's been fun, everybody.
All right.
Everybody, check out all the great shows and podcasts on the network. They'll be available from time to time. Check them on the website throughout the week. If you're a fan of the shows, you know what time to check into them.
We will not be doing a show next week.
We're taking the week off for Thanksgiving, though.
Yes.
I imagine the Wrestling East is probably doing the same.
I don't know.
I imagine Dan probably doing the same on Midland. I don't know for sure.
I don't know. But, yeah, we're definitely taking next Sunday off. So,
yes.
And that's because, well, me and Heath are in retail, too, and I don't want to fucking... I'm going to be dead that day. So, anyway. Also, check out PWPop.com. You can see all the wonderful stuff Paul Jordan Rice wears. There's all kinds of other stuff going on there.
Jerk off to Michael Classics Angels?
Yeah, you can jerk off to Classics Angels. I hear a lot of those pictures. If you Google the females in those pictures, you might be able to find naked pics of them.
That's very true.
That's what I hear. Also, you can check out the PW Pop store where you can buy your very own Hourbound T-shirt.
Like us on Facebook.
Check
out the Twitter feed.
Check
out the Twitter feed.
We don't have a Twitter.
Yeah, we do. Well, not our show, but the TV feed.
Oh, yeah. Mark Jones says, "I don't think Jake is. There's no such thing as Thanksgiving in Australia. They fucking rouge down there."
Yeah, that's true.
So, anywho. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to the show.
Take care. Spike your hair.
Would you shut up?
Out of here. Let's go.
God damn it.
Definitely send us emails.
Thanks for coming out tonight. We had a good time. You can send us emails at theirbomb@gmail.com. I don't think there is anything. I think we are good to go. I think. I feel like I'm forgetting something. I guess not. So once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Howard, saying adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies.
The other way around.
Fuck.
The big bad booty daddy.
That's right. The big eater masters is on his quest to find a smile.
And the jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
What's our song for this week, Adrian, since you're the big loser?
You know what? I decided, since Sting decided to come back, we finished up with A Man Called Sting.
Man Called Sting. All right. So, once again, we will try to do this again next. No, we're not. The week after. Until, you know, and that really sucks, because we only have 3 weeks until fucking TLC, too.
So we'll come back. We're going to do our TLC pre-show, and then we'll do our TLC post-show, and then we're going to be done for the year.
Possibly. We'll see. Yep, anyway, we'll see. So we will try to do this again on the 7th?
You know what? Hang on. Let me see if I can look down. Mark Jones, can you do the December 14th, our post-show for TLC?
Yeah, we'll be coming back the 7th, and then that's our pre-show, and then, yeah.
Can we get Mark Jones to confirm to be on for the post-show for TLC?
Do it right now. Do what right now? We'll talk. Okay. We'll talk to you. So, yeah, we'll be back on the 7th. So, until then, you've been
Our Bombed.
Toodles.